Oh my goodness, Nathan, Ricky, did you see that EA conference? It was terrible. I couldn't stand it. I started having my acid reflux halfway through when they showed Command and Conquer. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Welcome to Generation Remaster Recaps E3. I lost my train of thought because of that.
Oh my god.
Two conferences have happened so far. One is much better than the other, but we're gonna start with the shitty one.
Yes.
So EA took the stage yesterday about 10 o'clock Pacific time, and they showed some games. They showed
took a fat shit on the stage. Is what they did.
They showed Anthem and Battlefield, which were pretty much the games that everyone really wanted to see. But we'll talk about each game, give it a little bit of time, and then we'll get to the real butta, which was Microsoft,
butta.
Which showed a lot of great games,
a lot of good games.
Some butta. So first of all, Anthem. We've all seen this demo of Anthem. It was absolutely terrible. The way they demoed it was awkward. The cuts they did were weird.
They were really jarring, right? Like it
they talked, yeah. They talked way too long about it, like in a way that was really boring. It wasn't a good showing for that game.
It looks like Destiny with Iron Man suits, but not even anything cool about the Iron Man suits. Like when they first showed it last year, I thought, okay, well, you get to like customize your mech suit with weapons and armor pieces and shit like that. Okay, that looks kind of cool. Then they're like, no, you get to pick between four different classes and see this guy floating here with the magical field. That's totally not a warlock from Destiny. Trust us, guys.
It's called the Storm. We call him Storm
because
we can make character. Because he makes Storm underneath foot, that's how he flies.
Because we are BioWare and we are creatively bankrupt.
This game like is gorgeous. Like I think graphically and the aesthetics, it looks really good. I like the fact that you can like swim under the water and like there's a lot like more than just the outside. But they've already said it won't have any other environments other than this jungle environment we've seen, and they want you to insist that it's going to have a big story. But the thing that actually rubbed, there's two things that rubbed me the worst way about this game, and one of them's no PvP, which Destiny has had since launch. The other one is this emphasis that your class is not your character, meaning you can change your class at any time. Which I just think is sort of lame, because that was the thing about Destiny, is like you picked a class, that was your class for the rest of the game. This, like, your class isn't permanent, and the only thing you're really doing is doing like cosmetic colors and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
On your
it's
character.
Kind of like it's supposed to be an RPG, but all the systems in it are fluid and you can change them whenever you want, so there's no permanence. So like, what's even the fucking point? Like, then it's not a role-playing game, it's just I've got a bunch of random shit that I can do whenever I want, and I don't have to build my character any certain way. It's dumb.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of the Mass Effect co-op that came with Mass Effect 3 and Andromeda, but mixed with Destiny open world type of thing.
Yeah, it looks like shit. I can't believe people are hyped about this game. I see people going, Anthem looks awesome, oh my god, it's incredible. And I'm like, dude, it's literally just fucking Destiny with a different coat of paint, and Destiny's straight garbage. So I don't understand what you're so hyped about. You're going to let BioWare dupe you again after Inquisition and Andromeda? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I just... This thing is supposed to be, like, the game we're supposed to be, like, most hyped for when it comes to big third-party, you know, new IPs, and I just don't care. And I think that was the big thing about it was, like, they're not giving me a reason to care. And I don't know what the story is. I don't know what's going on. And the thing, it's just the gameplay looks bland and boring. Like, I'm sure the flying feels great, and I'm sure the world is gorgeous, and it's fun to fly around.
The flying,
but it just doesn't.
I'll be honest.
I say the flying looks okay to me. I don't know.
It looks slow.
It looks okay. It
looks
like Iron Man.
Impact, honestly,
it looks like Iron Man.
One of the Iron Man.
It didn't look like the visual feedback. Didn't look like, you know, they were using these powerful jets to zoom around the sky and shit like that. It kind of just looked like they were leisurely flying around all the time. And this is just that's not fun. I don't find that fun to just be like, okay, cool, I'm flying, but I want some like really cool visual feedback. You know, I want the controller to rumble like crazy, and then when I land, I want there to be this big impact, you know. That's cool. That's something that keeps you interested in the mechanic. Otherwise, it's just a boring, like, mount mechanic.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what Anthem is. Apparently it has a release date of February 22nd. I still don't know what this game is, and I feel like I don't understand why they have a conference to show a game like that, and they don't tell me what the fuck the game is, and it's so frustrating because I want to know what it is, because it's launching the same day as a major PlayStation exclusive in Days Gone.
They don't even know what it is.
And I don't know what it is.
Dude,
I know
got,
what Days Gone is.
It's got fuck. Okay, hold on. It's got fucking Casey Hudson as the director on it. Casey fucking three different endings with different colors Hudson, okay? There's no possible way this game is going to be good in any conceivable fashion. Casey Hudson is a fucking hack that killed the Mass Effect series. I hate him, and yes, I hope he dies, and I hope he burns in hell.
Jesus.
Tell us how
okay.
you really feel.
Tell us how you really
feel. He killed that series.
Okay.
He did. He really did. Biggest disappointment.
So that's Anthem. I'd love to talk more about it and like really more into it, but I don't think feel like I don't know a lot about it.
Not yet.
Next was before like the we're kind of going in the order of what was shown the given the most screen time with this. So Battlefield 5 was next, and while it wasn't given a ton of screen time, I feel like they kind of answered a little bit more questions about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous. Let's start there. It's absolutely gorgeous. The destruction looks amazing.
Destruction's a bit better, finally. Back to the roots.
Yeah, and then all classes can give ammo. All classes can do medic. Parts of it look really cool. I like this weird grand operations thing where like each day is a different objective. It's kind of neat. It kind of reminds me of what they used to do with the mode in Battlefield 4 where you would plant the bombs in one area, then move on to the next area and plant
rush.
The bombs there. But this is going to be Rush.
Yeah, Rush mode.
But this will be a little bit different. Like, there's a little bit more different objectives and stuff. They said they'd show the campaign at Microsoft, and hashtag they didn't.
They showed a cinematic of the campaign.
They did. They showed it. Hashtag they did.
Hashtag they didn't. Battlefield 5, it's going to have a Battle Royale mode, which was one of the things we talked about in the first episode was, you know, Call of Duty's going to have Battle Royale, Battlefield won't. Well, Battlefield's going to have Battle Royale as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to have any loot boxes, apparently.
It will. It will.
Yeah, it will. Yes, it will.
But it will?
They came up on stage and said, there's going to be no loot boxes. You're not going to be able to buy any guns or anything with real money. It's all going to be in-game content that you acquire by playing the game. And then you go look at the fucking pre-order page for the, like, digital deluxe edition or whatever. And it says 20 airdrop boxes every week. Okay, so just because you call them airdrops doesn't make them not loot boxes, you fucking assholes.
Do we have loot boxes? Yes.
Do we have loot boxes? No, because we are not calling them loot boxes.
It's like that Sony, yeah. Yeah. So it was weird because this is the big game for fall for EA, right? It's the sports games and this. And I just feel like we didn't see enough of it. And I understand the campaign is probably going to be trash and like nobody's going to play it anyway. Because the Battlefield 1's campaign was trash.
Some people like that. Some people like
those. The thing
is,
like, World War II, like, I want a good campaign in World War II, but I had no faith in this campaign. The problem I had with Battlefield 5 is, like, they're kind of... It feels like it's almost, like, more casualized this time around. Like, there's weird building mechanics that the game just doesn't need. There's, like, we've talked about before, was this customization stuff, which is, actually, they did not show any of the customization stuff at this press conference, and they haven't showed it in any of the videos they've given to like famous YouTubers to have like footage of Battlefield on their channel and stuff.
Yeah,
so it's kind of weird, like, right? Like, it's this game is so bizarre, and I want it to be good because I like the Battlefield series, and I feel like this the footage they sent to, if you look up a YouTuber named Jack Frags, they sent him about a 5-minute footage, and that footage was kind of the first step in me actually wanting to play this game. But then there's some stuff in there, too, I don't like. I don't like the building. I don't like how cluttered that UI is. Have you guys seen how much shit's going on in that UI where it's, like, last squad member alive and all that crap?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's just too much. And like, Call of Duty does it, but, like, it fades real quick. This, it didn't fade. And that was what I really didn't like about it. And so that was kind of weird. They were, like... They didn't really show, like, a multiplayer match at all. Like, you know how they did the weird Snoop Dogg smoking last year?
Yeah.
And them all playing Battlefield 1?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't show it with Battlefield 5, which is so weird. This EA conference is so weird, but let's keep going. Is there anything else you guys want to say about Battlefield 5 specifically?
No,
I hope it's
really.
Good.
You pretty
I hope
much
it's good.
It. You pretty much said everything.
Yeah.
They talked about the customization, and they didn't show it. like in like the trailer they showed during their conference, you can see like the dude with the samurai sword on his back and shit like that, and it's like, this is weird, man. This is weird. This is a very weird game.
I mean, I hope it's good because I'd like to play another Battlefield game that's good. But I mean,
you can go out of business sooner.
Okay. Next, they showed Command and Conquer Rivals, which is not a PC game, but a mobile.
God, what did they do to my Command and Conquer? I used to play this game all the time. They ruined it.
They shoutcasted it. They ruined mobile it. Game.
Okay, that for 20 minutes. The weirdest thing about that, and we're gonna skip. I'm gonna have to skip ahead a little bit on our agenda here because I gotta talk about Madden before I talk about Command and Conquer. Is that they showed? They started showing the new fucking Madden game. And they showed that trailer for it, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, so they're going to show what new features and improvements they've made to Madden. They don't say a single fucking thing about Madden 19, and then they immediately hop into, we're going to shoutcast this match and blah, blah, blah. And I thought it was going to be a shoutcasted game of Madden, where they were going to show off the new features. No, they're shoutcasting a new mobile Command and fucking Conquer game. As if Command and Conquer fans didn't get shit on enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
yeah,
god.
That was really bad.
Terrible.
It was really bad. That Command & Conquer showing had to be one of the worst.
I actually got up and left the room during that. I did.
Yeah, I told you. Remember, I was like, I'm going to go pee.
Yeah, I went and used the bathroom.
They showed FIFA 19 with a really boring thing about soccer. I honestly think EA doesn't need to show FIFA at these conferences. I understand that's where they make all their money, but my god, I don't give a shit about that trophy. I don't give a shit about the people talking about soccer. I don't give a shit about soccer. I don't give a shit about World Cup. I don't care about any of this stuff. But they showed it again. They showed NBA Live 19, a trailer for it. It looks like another NBA Live game. NBA Live 18 is good. Not bad, actually, compared to the fucking microtransaction trash that is NBA 2K. Jake, tell me about Origin Premier, Access Premier.
So, okay. So they mentioned this. So right now on PC you have Origin Access, and it's like $6 a month or some shit like that. $5, $6 a month, and you get access to like the Origin Game Vault. And really what it is I pay $5 a month to play as much Battlefield 4 as I want, and then I just cancel the subscription when I don't care about playing Battlefield anymore. Because that's
really, like Game Pass.
Yeah. It's basically like Game Pass, but for EA games, except that the games are always like, are usually like older games. So, like, you can't play Battlefront 2 on it. Battlefield 1's on it, but it doesn't have any of the DLC. So, it's really just a Battlefield, the $5 subscription for Battlefield 4. So, what Origin Access Premier is that it's a level above that subscription where you get, or it's basically just Xbox Game Pass. You get all their games 5 days before their actual launch, and you get them as long as you're subscribed. However, this Premier Pass costs $100 a year. And I don't think EA releases enough games every year to make it worth $100 a fucking year.
No.
Which means they have to release two games worth $60 every year to make it pay for itself. And EA doesn't. I really don't think EA does that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to play Battlefield 5 and like play Anthem, but other than that... The only reason I want to play Anthem is because I want to see how much of a shit show it is without paying money for it. But I'll probably just rent it or something.
I'm not even interested in playing it.
They came out and said, we're sorry.
We're sorry.
Just like the for Battlefront 2. That was
we're
the,
sorry.
For Battlefront that was the 2. Highlight of their conference.
We're sorry.
That poor guy from DICE, they send out.
We're bringing him to Clone Wars.
It honestly looked like they just took like some random like intern they had. Because he wasn't, like, dressed up or anything. He was just wearing, like, really casual clothes, unshaven, kind of scruffy-looking dude.
He started to get him out.
Go out there and apologize for all the Battlefront 2 bullshit and show off our new expansion for it. And nobody fucking cares anymore. Like, nobody cares
guys,
about
guys, we're bringing the Clone Wars and Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin to the game. Please play it.
Yeah,
please.
I remember sitting there thinking, wait, Obi-Wan Kenobi wasn't in the game originally? That's fucking
and then
dumb.
Unravel 2 was shown, which is the sequel to Unravel. And oh my god, Jack!
Oh, the little young man!
The little young man!
They put him on the stage all by himself! They sent him out to die in front of all those people! The nervous, shaking European guy was back. He was just wonderful this year.
Hey, poor game.
That poor man.
Because I bet Unravel 2 is a great game. But, like, EA just doesn't know how to do indie games or treat them right, so they released it on the stage, and I'm sure, like, some people play it, but, like, that poor Yarn Boy is not gonna get played. And I honestly, I didn't think Unravel was that was good enough that the sequel. I enjoyed the first one, but, you know, whatever. Indie Initiative, they want to put out different types of games because if they lose Battlefield and FIFA and Madden, then they have no money whatsoever. They showed out a shaking woman. She came out and said,
"Oh yes, the shaking European woman this year." Dude, she must have been drunk on stage. I swear to God.
There's something. She was something.
She was very nervous. She's kind of cute. Like, she cared about her game. She talked about, like, a time in her life in which she, like, was
really lonely.
Like,
she was talking about the present. Happened. Let's be honest, guys. Come on.
She talked probably longer than they showed Battlefield 5.
Yeah,
she talked for fucking ever about her game, and she just kept talking about how it was all about loneliness and how it feels to be lonely. And for at first, I thought it was funny, and I was kind of making fun of it. Then I felt bad. Because then I'm like, wow, this lady is really, really, really so fucking lonely. But not only did she make a game about how lonely she is, she's on stage talking for 15 fucking minutes straight about how goddamn lonely she is. Like, won't somebody date this woman, please? Somebody just be her friend.
Someone
I thought about sending her
friend.
A tweet saying, hey, you know, you're never really alone. Please don't kill yourself.
You are not alone.
That game... That game's called Sea of Solitude. It's another little indie thing. It has some cool art style stuff to it, but whatever. It's an indie game. We'll see. The last indie game EA put out was called Fae, and it sucked. Then they came out and said, we're sorry, we'll do better, and they're donating money to a bunch of charities.
Yep. That fixes everything.
That was the most applause they got, I think, during the whole show, is that they came out and said, we're donating to these charities because we really care about all this stuff. And everybody, like, stood up and started applauding, and I'm like, really?
Please don't hate us. Please.
I mean,
please,
I'm still
don't
gonna
hate
you.
Us. Buy
EA
our
could
game.
Cure fucking cancer, and I'd still hate them.
And then the weirdest announcement I've ever seen on an E3 stage. Not even on the E3 stage.
That was the announcement.
The host went into the seats and sat down with Vince Zampella, and he said, we're making a Star Wars game. It's called Fallen Order. It takes place between 3 and 4.
Yay.
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 That's it.
So... You play as a Jedi when they're getting chased.
That's it.
Yeah.
So
that's all we know about it.
That's all we know.
I don't know anything else about it.
And that was the EA press conference.
That was pointless.
She kept asking questions about it. He's like, it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool.
It's going
to
be cool.
Which makes it sound like EA came up to them like 2 days before the conference and said, here's the game. Here's the Star Wars game you're making.
Here's the title. Probably. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Because
he looked like he didn't know what the fuck to say about it.
Yeah, for reals.
He wasn't ready. No.
So, it was a bad press conference. I still don't know what Anthem is. I still don't even know if I'm going to buy Battlefield 5. That game is so weird. What would you guys give the EA press conference as a letter grade?
I wish I had two more hands so I could give it 4 thumbs down.
Mm.
A letter grade. Letter grade.
F. Like, F minus minus minus. You didn't even try.
It's an F from me. What about you, Ricky?
I say a D minus. I give it a little bit of hope because I like the Battlefield series. It could be good, it could be bad, but, you know.
You're too nice, Ricky.
I'm just too nice.
All right, let's move on to the good conference. So Xbox came out knowing what we talked about last week. They need to show big-name exclusive games.
Show us the games.
Huge exclusive stuff that's coming out that makes people want to go out and buy an Xbox. So did they succeed?
Yeah.
No.
Kinda? So we'll go through the. We're gonna go through these announcements in the order in which they actually appeared during the conference. I'm gonna let you know now there aren't many exclusive games. They said 18 exclusives, and let's be honest here, there was probably like 6. So first of all, they showed Halo Infinite, which is the sequel to Halo 5,
which we argued about.
We argued about for days leading up to this.
It's funny because you guys have been like, oh, it's definitely not Halo 6. It's a Halo spinoff title. Halo spinoff. And I was like, it's Halo 6. I guarantee you it's Halo 6. And they're like, no, not Halo 6. And then we're sitting there after the conference getting ready to do this.
We're still trying to figure out if it was at Halo 6 too.
Ricky looks it up. This is after the conference. Ricky looks it up. It's the sequel to Halo 5. And I'm like, ah, fuck you!
It's actually me that looked it up.
Yeah, get it right.
Either way, you're wrong. You're both wrong. It's good to be wrong. It's fine to be wrong, but you're wrong. This is the sequel to Halo 5. It's on a new engine. And we know basically nothing about it. They didn't show gameplay. They showed a cinematic trailer.
They don't have another Halo game. Actually, apparently, so what I was reading about it was that they don't really even have gameplay yet. Is that they've been spending this time since Halo 5 building this new engine for Halo 6. That's why we didn't see it. We haven't seen or heard anything about it yet.
It looks pretty. It looks pretty. I like it. I prefer that over the last engine because the old style, I didn't like what they were trying to do to it.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with it because I think Halo 5 was too, like, Call of Duty-y, if that makes sense. Like, it had a Call of Duty art style that, like, works for Call of Duty, but it didn't really work for Halo. Like, Halo, I feel like, has always been cool because it's, like, this space...
Yeah, it's
a different thing. So, they showed a trailer and then they immediately just, like, that was it. We never saw it again, which is a little weird, but I understand why they did it because of how they ended the conference, because they ended the conference with what may be the game of the show already. And it's not an exclusive, don't worry. We move. So, next was a game called Sekiro
Shadows Die Twice. This was, I think, my second favorite moment in the entire press conference. Because at PSX, they teased a new From Software game it said Shadows Die Twice, pretty much. It had, like, this short little pre-rendered cinematic.
The Game Awards.
That you couldn't tell what was going on. So everybody's going, oh my god, Bloodborne 2, it's gotta be Bloodborne 2. Nope. It's a multiplat called Sekiro Shadows Die Twice.
Looks good.
Hilarious, because they stole that from Sony. Sony can't sit there and show it on their show anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, what's Sony going to do? Show this exact same game during their press conference? Everyone's going to be like,
no, they're
going to
show Bloodborne. No, they're going to show Bloodborne 2 because it's real.
But Bloodborne 2.
They're going to be like, and finally, guys, our final announcement of the night. Watch this. And it's Bloodborne 2.
I would be surprised because From Software isn't.
It's
going to
be Last of Us 2.
Games.
Yeah, they don't.
I'm kidding. It's Last of Us 2. So that thing looked really cool. Like, there's a lot going on with it. It's a From Software game. It looks a little bit more fast-paced like Bloodborne was, which is, I think, what we want.
Exactly.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Looks good.
So it's exciting to see, like, what they do with that thing. Next, they showed Ori 2, Ori and the Blind Forest 2, which has a beautiful art style, but, man, like, the first game is hard.
The game is fucking hard. It's punishing. It's a real good game, though.
Yeah, that's Microsoft's platformer now, I guess. Good for them, honestly.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah, people really like the game.
It looks great. It's really cool, and I really like the art style, but I mean, I probably won't play it, and it's not like a system seller for me.
Yeah, it's not going to move Xboxes.
Yeah, and the first one, like, I played it, and I thought it was cool, but I probably will never touch it again, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then after that, they had the Don't Nod... Life is Strange. People put a trailer out there for a game called The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit, which is a 100% free game on June 26th. How do I say this nicely?
Be nice. Be nice.
It looks like a game made for children.
Yeah.
That's, like, nice, right? That's a nice way to say it.
That's a nice way to say it.
Yeah, I guess. It's just they showed it, and it was just like, I don't give a fuck. You know? I really don't give a flying fuck about this or Life is Strange or anything like that at all. Like, absolutely no fucks given. I don't think anybody in the audience gave a fuck at all. I think they had to pay a lot of money to get on that stage.
Yeah, and it's a completely free game, so I don't know how they're making money on it. That makes no sense.
It's only free for a certain amount of time.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. So, I mean, that was, I guess, interesting. People really like that series a lot, so it could be pretty big. Next, they showed the newest trailer for Metro Exodus, which is absolutely gorgeous.
Beautiful game. Beautiful engine.
That was a good fucking trailer. A lot of good cinematic shots as well as actual gameplay footage.
Yeah, it looks like a really fun game. It also comes out on February 22nd, though. What the hell is with people on February 22nd?
Yeah, this is becoming a big date now. Like, February's looking stacked.
Stacked.
And it's funny because Days Gone was announced, like, Thursday as February 22nd. So they've had time to change those dates, but Anthem and Metro are like, nah, fuck it. So game looks gorgeous. There's the weird thing about this conference specifically is it's a lot like what Sony does, where they just show a shitload of trailers and with gameplay, of course. But it's just a lot of trailers, so there's not a whole lot we know about these games because they don't really explain it anymore. So I mean, it feels like we're just kind of going through. That's just kind of how it is.
Mm-hmm. So they have like Metro Exodus shows and like they sit down and like do the gameplay stuff and everything like that throughout the day.
Or just like you go to like a Kind of Funny or a Giant Bomb and listen to them talk about it and like because they get press releases right after and they kind of give more detail to everything, yeah. which is
fine.
We didn't get a press release, sorry.
Yeah, we're not.
Not yet.
Metro Exodus looks really cool. I'm excited to see what they do with it, like to evolve it, because like last night was cool, but last night was like a short, you know, 8 to 10 hour experience, and it was over. Like if this is a wide open world shooter or with like a living, breathing world with characters interacting, like that'd be really cool. And then next, because Microsoft is like, guys, we can put Japanese games on our platform too. They showed Kingdom Hearts 3 on their stage, and they showed freaking Frozen! Oh, it was great!
Nate had a fangirl moment.
I'm so excited for Frozen to be...
Yes, he did.
I started singing because I love Frozen. It's one of my favorite Disney movies of all time. And the fact that it's in Kingdom Hearts is amazing, and I'm super excited for it. It looked great. Like, I'm so ready for Kingdom Hearts 3. It comes out January 29th on PS4 and Xbox One.
Finally.
It's going to be fucking amazing to finally... I don't give a shit about the story. It's just... returning to that world, and like no game does that, like where you go into a bunch of different worlds from a property and interact with it and stuff, and like yes, the story is convoluted as fuck and makes no sense, but I'm down for this. The trailer was great, the graphics look awesome, the gameplay looks fun. Like I'm so ready for another Kingdom Hearts, and it's probably going to be the last one, most likely.
I hope so.
Do you guys like that trailer?
Oh yeah.
Elsa, she's showing up. It's great.
Oh, yeah, we know you love Frozen. We know.
I hope they sing.
I know we could sit here for the next hour and a half and just have you talk and talk and talk about Elsa just for 90 minutes straight. But we got to move on, buddy.
Okay. They showed the first real exclusive game that is a big name that's coming out soon, and that was Forza Horizon 4, which takes place in Britain.
The UK.
UK, they showed this cool thing with seasons.
Oh God, it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. The cars look amazing. The environments look amazing.
Silky
Forza
smooth.
Horizon, I think, is 3 is my favorite Xbox game. It's just nobody does racing games like that. Like Need for Speed did, kind of was on that track a long time ago. But like what Playground Games does with racing games is something that I don't think anybody can duplicate.
Yeah.
It
looks really good. I'll definitely be getting it.
Yes.
Forza Horizon is just a really great racing series.
If
anybody listening hasn't tried it and likes racing games, then I definitely suggest checking it out.
Play it.
It's fucking good.
And it runs.
And then not to get too ahead of ourselves, but this is the only exclusive Xbox game coming this year.
Yep.
That was actually dated in this entire conference as we continue through. So if we're looking real quick, just kind of the exclusive games on Xbox for 2018 have been Sea of Thieves, which we saw more DLC from at this conference, State of Decay 2, and now Forza Horizon 4.
That's it.
So those are the three main exclusive games here. And obviously we'll talk more about the Sony exclusives once we have confirmed all that after their conference tomorrow. So continuing on, Microsoft announced they have a new studio called The Initiative. I think it's the studio they acquired a few months ago that is going to be making first-party games. Don't really know what it is. I'm pretty sure it's in Santa Monica.
Yeah, it's
which
their
is cool.
version of Sony Santa Monica.
It's their version of Sony Santa Monica, so if they put out games like Sony Santa Monica, then they're in business. But we don't know anything about it. Their game probably has not even gotten started yet, but they announced it on stage. They also announced they've acquired Undead Labs, the makers of State of Decay 2, which sucks ass. Playground Games, which like I said, they're the best racing game maker in the world.
And they're making their own
the best racing games.
Action game too.
Fable.
Right?
From what I've heard, it's Fable. So what I've heard is Playground Games' big RPG is going to be Fable, which is great. A Fable game made by those guys, I think, could be pretty cool and be a great get for an exclusive. Compulsion Games, the guys who make We Happy Few. We Happy Few will be a PS4 game, but every game after that will be an Xbox exclusive. And then finally they announced that Ninja Theory, the makers of Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice, will be they'll be exclusive to Xbox. So really those guys make good games. Hellblade was really cool and innovative, so that's a big get. I think Ninja Theory was probably the biggest get out of this list, because Playground only made games for Xbox before this anyway, but it's cool that they own them now. They have real studios now. They have 343. They have they have these big name studios. So I feel the one thing I felt like this is like it's cool that they're announcing that the games are coming from these studios, but we're not going to see them until Xbox One X 2 or Xbox whatever the fuck they want to call it.
We're probably going to start seeing we'll get a couple games that have been in development next year because they announced a bunch of stuff for 2019 at this conference. And then at 2019's E3, they'll probably teaser the next console, which they did. They actually teasered it at this conference. They said that they're working on new hardware, but they'll probably teaser off the new console next year, and then 2020 is probably when it will release. So
is it just 2020
is when you can expect the games from these studios that they just bought to come with the launch of their new system, I think.
Was it just me, or was this announcement kind of like them saying we're punting on this gen, most likely?
I think so. I think that's what they have to do.
It's the closest way to just outright saying it. And that's fine. It's cool because thinking about the future and going forward is Nintendo's first-party output is amazing. Sony's first-party output is amazing. If Microsoft gets in there, we're going to have a real fucking dogfight.
Sony's first-party output isn't amazing, first of all. Sony makes great first-party games, but they take forever to get them out every fucking generation. So I wouldn't say that their output's incredible. Nintendo's output hasn't been incredible either until
but they're
this
putting out. I'm saying they're putting out great games. They've put out a lot of amazing games this gen, both companies, Nintendo and Sony. So if Microsoft can join them in that venture, it'd be awesome.
Well, then you have real competition again, like you did in the PS2, GameCube, Xbox era.
Which was
fun. So and then they came out, talked about Game Pass. They announced that the Division, Elder Scrolls Online, and Fallout 4 will all be available today on Game Pass. And they talked about Fast Start. Jake or Ricky, whichever you want to tell me about it. Tell me about Fast Start.
So basically, Fast Start, you know how you install a game and then it says it's ready to play. They're basically optimizing the system to be smart on what to download for you to play as fast as possible. So it's going to learn your gaming habits. Basically say, hey, this person likes to play a single-player game, so let's get the single-player component loaded up first so you can start playing within minutes. Same concept for multiplayer. So they just want you to get and play your Game Pass games as fast as possible.
Yeah, so that's cool. Game Pass is the best deal in gaming by far. And they kind of restated that Crackdown 3, Forza Horizon 4 will be available on Game Pass on day one. So, and then they also announced that I think Vermintide 2 is coming, which still doesn't have a release date on consoles yet, but that's exciting. Vermintide 2 looks fucking awesome. So, they had good old Todd Howard, who we'll talk about a lot tonight, come out and he showed a little like slice of gameplay trailer thing for Fallout 76, which. We still don't know what the fuck it is, but I'm sure we'll find out tonight.
I think it's like Fallout Online. I think that's what it's going to be.
That's what it seems like, but we'll find out more at the Bethesda conference tonight. Should be a pretty big conference, and it's pretty exciting. Then we saw, I think, what is the best gameplay demo we've seen of E3 so far. The Division 2, which takes place in Washington, D.C. It looked like more of The Division, but better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Much better. Along with Ubisoft's patented fake game fucking teammates
commentary
talking bullshit.
That was bad, but the gameplay looked fun, and I like where they're going with that. If the thing about The Division was it is the best shared world shooter out there. It's better than Destiny. It's better than all those type of games. And if they can give it some real good end game content, then I'm super down for that. Like, that sounds awesome. Then they had a trailer for Devil May Cry 5, which is going to be a multi-platform game. It's coming out next spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the character they showed in this trailer was not Dante.
No, that was Nero.
That is Nero.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's Devil May Cry 5. They're done with DMC. DMC had one game and then fucking went away.
Yeah. So, well, the fans hated it. The fan. I actually really liked
the DMC reboot.
Yeah.
But the fans really, really hated it. So they went with Devil May Cry 5. And you know what? Devil May Cry 5 looks really fucking good. So.
Yeah, it looks great. The trailer they showed was awesome. They showed some gameplay. It looks like a lot of fun. I mean, he said the director said this is his best game he's ever made. So, I mean, I honestly believe it. When people are that passionate about the games, it's actually really cool to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that looks great. That was another great multi-platform game. They showed another great multi-platform game in Dying Light 2, which looks awesome. I love Dying Light 1. The weird thing about Dying Light 2 was they had a new game director, the guy who made the Pillars.
Chris Avalon. Chris
Avalon's
like a huge, huge, huge RPG writer and game designer in the industry. He's worked on so many RPGs, which is kind of interesting that he's working on Dying Light. But, I mean, fuck it.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it, right? They didn't really show a whole lot of zombies until the very end of this presentation. They didn't show them fighting zombies. They showed a lot of, like, human interaction, which is sort of an interesting part to where this game could be going, because the human interaction wasn't really there in the first game. So it'd be kind of interesting to see like how all that plays out. They showed like a demo where like getting the water from this mission changed the way that the city interacts with you. And this game wasn't given a date or anything, but it looks really cool, and it's exciting to see they're continuing that franchise, because that first one was a very big surprise and really, really good. You played Dying Light, didn't you, Ricky?
Oh yeah, love that game.
What would you want from a sequel? Is everything there, you think? Or like, the platforming's still there, like
platform
the
looks,
combat's still there.
Looks better. The platform looks more fluid, the parkour. We were wanting zombies, but then they teased at the very end saying, hey, there's still zombies here at nighttime. So looks like everything we want. So it could be really good.
They put up the lights, which is really cool, because the evil, like, nighttime zombies were the best part about that
game. Fucking scared the shit out of me.
And then they had a fun sizzle reel for ID at Xbox, which is basically their indie game division.
Half of their
They showed some, like, yeah, some console launch exclusives. They showed some just some indie games. Just a bunch of indie games. One was, like, a skateboarding game called Session, which I've heard about before this conference.
I've heard about it a little bit. I've heard that it's, like, really hard to get into, but then once you get into it, it's really good.
It's pretty much like what skate should be. But yeah, so there's indie games coming to a gaming platform, shocker, but some of these looked really good. Tunic looks really cool. It's almost like a Zelda game where you play as a little fox, and it's got like a cool little art style to it. Neat things like that. They came out and said Cuphead's gonna get basically a DLC, not really like a sequel exactly, but because it's not called 2, but they said it'd have a new aisle with new bosses, new stuff, new characters.
Expansion.
It's an expansion. The first Cuphead's great, and I love it, and it's just really hard.
Really, really hard.
Really, really hard. And then they came out, they showed this game called Jump Force, which is like a Shonen Jump fighting game.
Anime!
Yeah.
Who loves anime?
Yeah. Pretty much like an anime fighting game. It has a gorgeous art style.
It's really
it's
pretty.
3D.
I was surprised.
Had Goku and Frieza and Naruto and Death Note and Luffy from
and who knows who else.
One Piece.
If they have the whole Shonen Jump crew in that game, I am gonna have the fangirl scream.
I would love it if they got like all the popular indies. So they got like the Full Metal Alchemists, the My Hero Academias,
dude,
the Yu Yu Hakushos.
I bet they will.
It'd be cool if they got the license to do like every anime game, like all fighting in once. The problem is, it's like it's another fighting game. Like, how many fighting games are we gonna get? Like, we had Devil May Cry now, or not Devil May Cry. I'm sorry, Dead or Alive announced. We've had Soul Calibur. Like, there's just so many fighting games now.
Yep.
It's crazy. Then they showed this weird trailer for this game I don't know many people wanted, but it's there. They showed a Battletoads trailer, and Jake was right.
Yeah, remember when I was like, I think they're going to do Battletoads. I think they've been teasing it, so I think they're going to do a new Battletoads game. And you were like, they'll never do Battletoads. Nobody wants Battletoads. It's not going to be Battletoads. Just constantly saying it wasn't going to be Battletoads. And then I was right. I was 100% yeah, you're right. Right.
Man, you were right. It was Battletoads.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see that game.
Battletoads. Yeah, I don't care. I really don't care.
Now you can call GameStop and ask if they have Battletoads, and they'll say yes.
GameStop's got, like, executives got to be like, God damn it! So that's an Xbox exclusive game, no date given. And then they came out and showed three Gears games like we predicted, but not the Gears games we predicted.
Nope.
Gears of War Pop, which is a Jesus Funko Christ. Pop Gears of War game on your cell phone.
Jesus Christ.
Why?
I love Funko Pops.
But why?
But why the fuck are you making a Gears of War Funko Pop game? I'll never understand that shit.
On your phone.
They showed Mario plus Rabbids / XCOM game, Gears Tactics, which actually looks really
cool. Yeah, actually looks I'll really play cool. That. I'll play that.
It's a PC PC exclusive game. It was the only PC exclusive game they showed on the stage.
Yeah, I think it was PC exclusive.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I mean, it shows they care about those that, you know, that environment, because all their games are already Xbox and PC exclusive. Then they showed Gears of War 5, which you'll be playing as the girl character from Gears of War 4.
Kate.
And they fucked up, Kate, and they fucked up Marcus Fenix's look from Gears 4.
Not good Marcus, his job, son, assholes. JD.
I said Marcus Fenix's son.
No, you just said Marcus Fenix.
Oh, yes. Okay. Marcus Fenix looks fine. JD looks like an asshole.
It's that new engine. That new engine, it looks interesting, but it doesn't look very Gears-like. It doesn't look as grimy, as grungy as Gears usually is. So it kind of it threw me off. It looks good, per se, but...
It looks too bright.
Yeah, it's just the colors. The game, it looks different.
The game looks really pretty, but the thing is like, is it just going to be another Gears game where it's four acts... And it's just linear levels shooting, going down the corridors? Or are they going to really change gameplay and make it like, you know, something more like akin to an Uncharted type of thing? Like, I'm just curious what the hell they're doing with that game. Because I don't really want to play another stop and pop Gears of War game.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I'm over stop and pop shooters. I'm over, I walked into a room and there's
take
a bunch
cover.
Of, you know,
even Call of Duty
walls.
Doesn't really, didn't do that in that last game they made. Like, it was... More open environments, and
yeah.
I just don't want to. I mean, I guess it could be open environments, but I just don't want to play. Like Gears 4 was cool.
I'm just tired.
I don't
want to
play
you know,
Gears 4
wall
again.
Bouncing up to my opponent with a shotgun and then shooting them for 10 hours. You know.
Yeah, yeah. It's just. Yeah, I mean, if it sounds like we're not talking about a lot of exclusives, because I mean, there wasn't many. Like we said, there's only really been three exclusives this year. The main exclusive they showed were Ori, Gears,
and Forza.
Forza, and Halo,
yeah.
And Battletoads. Like, there wasn't a lot of exclusive games, so like this is an amazing third-party showing.
This year. I, in fact, I would expect Halo Infinite not to come out until launch with the new Xbox system they're developing. Because it seems like it's like that early in development.
And that was kind of one of the last things I wanted to mention before I got to the game of the show already, because E3's over, because there's already the best game of E3.
Easily.
They announced Xbox Next in a weird way, kind of like what they did with Scorpio, but a little bit, like, lessened. So they're like, oh, we're already at work on the next Xbox platform. And, like, I don't know how I feel about this. Like it seems insulting that they are already working on another Xbox and they're talking about another Xbox when they just released a $500 console last year. And I understand gaming, like, next gen's coming. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably coming next year, most likely. I don't think Last of Us 2 is going to come out on PS4. I honest to God don't. And I'm going to get more into that during the press conference tomorrow. But it seems weird to announce a console like this in this way and then... Just kind of like, I don't know.
Well, everybody knew it
weird.
Was coming. I mean,
we all know
PS5 and Xbox Next.
But the difference
is coming in a few years.
The difference is they just launched a $500 box.
Yeah, I know.
Last year, and Sony launched a $400 box 2 years ago, which, yeah, 2 years is still shitty, but they just launched a $500 box last fall.
Yep.
And they're like, we're making another console, guys. Like, I just don't know how there's not more talk about this. Like, people aren't angry about this?
They're not.
No, I don't think so, because they've still got a few years left with it. Plus, Microsoft's shown a commitment to backwards compatibility. So I think that, you know, the new Xbox comes out in 2020 and people are like, okay, well, I can still play all my Xbox One games on this new console, so not a big deal.
Yeah, I think the new Xbox will be back. I think the new Xbox and the new PlayStation will be backwards compatibility because of the nature of this gen and the way it's worked out.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand Microsoft saying they're going to announce a new console when people just spent $500
on a box. Well, I don't think they have a choice.
Plays the best third-party
games. I don't think Microsoft has a choice business-wise, because Xbox One is just it's not going to regain the market share that Microsoft lost at the beginning of this generation because of Don Matrick. You know, it's just not going to fucking happen for them. Nobody's rushing out to buy Xbox Ones, even if they throw a ton of exclusives in there, because you have to understand, people like us that are really like exclusive driven and want the exclusives on consoles so that we can buy the consoles and play them, we are not the average gaming audience anymore. The average gaming audience are the people that can only afford to buy one system and want all the games possible available to play on them. So yeah, like Tomb Raider, for example, isn't exclusive to Xbox. But if you only own an Xbox, it might as well be, because you're not going to go out and buy a PlayStation. You know?
Yeah.
That's the mindset of the average gaming audience nowadays. It's not like us, where we want all three systems so we can play all the games. And if Microsoft's not releasing exclusives for the Xbox, we get pissed off because we want exclusives on our Xbox.
Yeah, it's so weird for a conference like this to be... You know, for a company that everyone is saying, you know, is struggling and has no exclusive games, and why would you buy an Xbox over a PlayStation, and they just don't show any exclusive games. Like, Forza Horizon 4 is going to be dope. I can't wait to play it on Xbox. But next year, like, if Crackdown 3 sucks, they're fucked.
Yeah.
If Crackdown 3 isn't good, and I think that's why they delayed it, because Crackdown 3 comes out in February against Days Gone, which, as much as I love Days Gone, and I think that the idea of Days Gone is amazing, if Days Gone is not good... And Crackdown is, it's going to help Microsoft. It's going to be a big deal if Crackdown 3 is scoring 9s and Days Gone is scoring 7s.
But if
Crackdown 3 is scoring 7s and 6s and Days Gone is scoring 9s and 10s, they have a serious, serious problem on their hands, because if they're planning on launching a new console and the last game you got on that console was fucking Crackdown...
Well, no, it won't be the last game they have for 2019, because you have Gears coming in 2019 as well.
But it'll be a fall game, wouldn't it be? Yeah. It would be a game that would launch on the new console.
No, they're not launching a new console in 2019. There's no fucking way.
They're going to announce it next year.
They'll show it off next year. And then in 2020, they'll show it off more.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, the Xbox Next thing was a little weird for me. But, yeah, whatever. It's fine. I think Sony will probably mention something on their stage, most likely.
They most likely will mention it. They both said that they're not going to have any new hardware there. So,
I think Sean Layden at the end of the show should be like, we're looking into PS5, we're trying to make PS5 like the best gaming experience for gamers, but we won't be talking about it until next year. It's just like kind of like what Phil did, but with PS5, just kind of like a little primer.
Yeah, I imagine they're just going to tell people, yes, Sony, you're right, it's coming.
With Sony, I feel like there's a little bit more leeway just because they didn't send a $500 box out last year, but, you know, people with money are going to buy whatever they buy, okay?
Yeah.
So let's get into the game of the show. Cyberpunk 2077, the new game from the creators of Game of the Generation, Witcher 3, showed off a trailer where they just did some stylish shit where they hacked into the Xbox conference to show a trailer.
That was so fucking cool.
That was dope.
And it was rad because Phil Spencer just disappeared all of a sudden.
Hold on. For those of you that didn't actually watch the press conference, for those of you listening, so what happened is Phil Spencer's on stage and he's getting ready to end the show.
Wrap it up.
Then suddenly the screens start glitching out and the lights start flashing like erratically above everybody. And then it just goes dark and then all the displays light up and it's like somebody hacking in, and they hack in and then upload the video for the Cyberpunk trailer. And that's how they end the fucking show. It was awesome.
It was dope.
Yeah, it was great. And then the trailer was just the most stylish shit you've ever seen. It's completely different than what The Witcher 3 was, which is what I was hoping it would be. It's just... It's cool, man. It's the future of what a game should be. They've already said this thing is not ready. It's going to be done when it's done. There's no microtransactions. It's a long fucking ways off. But if you are listening to this and you have not watched the Cyberpunk 2077 trailer, you need to go and pause us and go watch that trailer right now because it might be one of the best video game trailers ever made. Ever made.
It was so good.
It looked like something that Rockstar would put out.
The visuals.
And it's
the
better
music,
than anything Rockstar
everything.
Would put out. Everything is paced perfectly. Every scene, every little snippet we see of this world, it's perfect. It's already game of the show, and I think Sony's going to kill it tomorrow night with some of the games they're going to show, but nothing will be better than that 2077 trailer. There's nothing I've seen in the last 5 years at E3 that's as good as that trailer.
You heard it here first, guys.
Yeah.
And I think Witcher 3 is the game of this generation currently.
Yeah.
But that trailer... And the music, the way the characters talk, the way the world is, the ridiculousness of it, it is basically what I would want if Rockstar was like, we're making a game in the future. Yeah. That's basically what it looks like. And it has that Rockstar like sensibility, but I think that they did it to a better degree than Rockstar even could.
Yeah, I think CD Projekt is fucking killing it with this game. Because we haven't seen 2077 since they showed that cinematic teaser years ago.
Years ago, yeah.
And everybody's been like, what's even going on with this? We've never gotten an update on it. Are they still working on it? Is it ever coming out? And then they showed up this year and just fucking killed it.
And this game is multi-plat. It'll be on everything. It'll be on PC, all that shit. And it's going to be... Fuck, it's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm so stoked. That was Microsoft... So, that was Microsoft's best conference they've ever done. I think, bar none, the best conference they've done in the Xbox One era.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Here's the problem I come back to. There's no exclusive games, but there were so many great games, so much to see, and I think they killed it in a way in just showing good shit that they haven't done in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I mean, all you own is an Xbox One and you're not going to go out and... build a gaming PC or buy a PS4 or buy a Switch, then they killed it. Then they've given you a million reasons to keep playing on your Xbox. Let's be real.
The problem
is, multiple systems or want to own multiple systems, Microsoft didn't sell you on the Xbox.
And that's why I'm personally giving this conference a B-, because I love what they showed, but... as someone who owns an Xbox, like I wasn't given a reason. I'm like, fuck, man, I love having an Xbox. I love it because I don't want to play another Top and Pop Gears game. I don't like Halo 5, and I like that they're changing it, but I didn't see enough to be like, oh man, I can't wait to see what they do with the next Halo. I don't like Ori. I'm gonna buy Forza Horizon 4. I'm not even gonna wait for it on Game Pass. I'm actually going to buy a retail copy of that game.
Yep.
It's coming out like day one on Game Pass.
Yeah, I know, but I want to give Playground Games money.
That's true. Me too.
I really like the Horizon series.
When I get my
1X
later this year, I'm definitely going to be picking up Horizon 4.
4K, 60 frames.
Oh, yeah. It looks so good.
And even Crackdown 3, that trailer they did show, like I didn't talk about it too much, but that Crackdown 3 trailer was not bad.
It wasn't bad. Yeah. It has potential to be good.
It looked better than the last time they showed it.
So much better.
And Terry Crews is funny.
Yeah, Terry Crews simulator right there. That's all I need.
So next we have Bethesda. Should be pretty interesting. I'm ready to see Rage 2. I'm fucking hype on that shit. And then tomorrow night will be Sony and Ubisoft, which should be pretty good.
Oh, and Square. Don't forget Square.
Oh, and Square too. Phoenix. So I'm the thing about Sony I keep thinking is while at Microsoft we saw all these great third party games, all these great reveals. Sony, we're gonna see gameplay of Spider-Man.
Four main exclusives.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, they said
which is
just deep dives on those four games.
Yeah,
which is going to be gameplay, maybe like a little bit of talking, I'd imagine, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's what it would be. And they've said there's going to be third party announcements. So they're going to announce third party, you know, games.
Probably
in
the pre-show.
You'll see Assassin's Creed and Call of Duty.
There is no pre-show this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
You'll see Assassin's.
That was
Creed
what
Call
the
for third.
Yeah, we'll see Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty. Yeah, for sure. I think Ubisoft should be cool tomorrow, but. Anything else you guys want
to
say?
I'd say I'd give Microsoft a B+, just because...
I forgot to get your guys' grades.
Exactly.
I give Microsoft a B+ because I think that 343 has learned from their mistakes with Halo 4 and Halo 5, and I think Halo Infinite, just based on how much care they're taking with making it, is going to be really fucking good.
Yeah, I agree. I would have to give Microsoft a B. I'd say a lower grade than you because, one, there's one exclusive coming out this year. Come on, there had to be something else. But, you know, I'm fine with Forza. I love Forza Horizon, one of the best racing series, in my opinion, that's ever been made. And like you said with Halo, I really think that 343 has learned what the fans want, what they want to do with this game. They're going to take their time. They're going to make it good. It's going to be a much better game. So, that's all it'd be.
Yeah, not a lot of exclusive stuff, but still cool. Enjoyed it. Cool. And that's it for us for today. We'll talk to you after Bethesda. Should be a good conference.
Should be good.